Good morning, Ebenezer family and friends. It's so good to be back on this day that the Lord has made. I just want to thank you all for all that you have done for my family on Pastor Appreciation Day, anniversary 22 years, and I am just excited to be connected with this wonderful church family. Thank you for your support for our 8:45 in-person services, or our 10 o'clock online, or our 10:45 in-person service. The Lord has truly increased our territory and blessed us to be able to reach out in various formats. We're still wearing masks on our 8:45 services and our 10:45 services, but social distance has been relaxed. But we're still just in prayer and seeking the Lord's wisdom as we go forth in the coming months. We want to give our children time, those that are 12 and around that age, to be vaccinated. And so we're just praying that God continue to cover us. And thank you so much for, again, all that you're doing. Next Sunday is Father's Day. Yes, Father's Day. And I bring it up so early, which is not early. I don't want you to forget about the fathers and prayers. And again, some will be going through because they truly miss their father. But we've got some speakers that will come before you on next Sunday for our 8:45 service. We're going to have Shannon Collins, Reverend Shannon Collins, to minister to our 8:45 in person. And then at our 10 o'clock online, we're going to have the Reverend Dr. Anthony Berry to speak into the lives of the fathers and mothers and those that will be listening that day. And then at our 10:45 in service, we have the Reverend Brown that will be coming forth. So we're just excited. Reverend William Brown will be doing that 10:45 service. So I am just blessed and thrilled for all of those speakers to come on next Sunday. And we ask you, as always, to just continue to hold them up in your prayers. I thank you so much for your giving. Whether you're still sending it into our secure mailbox, God has blessed us tremendously, or in person, putting it in our drop boxes there, or using the app, our Tithely app. And we thank you for connecting via ebcnc.com or using that app. The Lord has done so many marvelous things. And I just want you to be encouraged as we go forth in the future. There's so much to pray for. What I really want to focus in before we get into prayer today is the bereaved families. Rodney Page passed away, and we don't have all his funeral arrangements as this time. And it's just been really tough on Liz and the entire family. I was able to talk to him Sunday after church and just spend some time with him, and he gave his testimony. So we thank God that he's saved, and we believe that he's with Jesus. That is good news for the believers. Also, we want to pray for the Effie Mebbin family. She passed, and just a fight to the finish. And we just thank God for grace and mercy for the many years that she dedicated to Ebenezer, being in the choir, and just her love that she's shown. So let's lift up the entire Mebbin and Page family. And yes, with the Liz crossing over, that family has been hit with two people that have passed, transition. So please, please intercede for them. And all the rest that are still going through our society, our nation, our world, that we all as a church just stay strong and be led of the Lord. So let's pray together. Father, I just thank you for your tremendous grace and mercy, even in time of bereavement. Lord, the Page family, the Mebbin family, they need you, Lord. Would you give them wisdom and every decision? Father God, would you comfort all the relatives that are connected? And Rodney Page, we lift up Sister Leah's, Father God, his wife, newlyweds. And so we just thank you for your grace that's so sufficient in this situation. We lift up our nation, Lord. We lift up our society as a whole, God, that even in these dark times, that more souls be saved and brought to the knowledge of the truth. Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer Jesus gave.
Presence and His Spirit, which we've been talking on, that power of the Spirit. And I pray, as you've been going through these days and weeks, as we've been teaching through this, and we've got some more teachings on the Spirit, that you are sensing Him more. In my life, there's been some valleys, there's been some mountaintop experiences, but just to know that God will never leave us nor forsake us. And that's what we're going to focus on today even further, as we kind of pinpoint some things with the Spirit and His work on the inside of us. So before we go any further, let's pray together. Father, I thank you yet again. I just thank you for the ability to talk to you. Lift up our concerns, Lord. I pray that your presence be in this place, that you reach across the virtual connections, Lord, and people be touched and lives be changed and transformed, Father. If there's someone that doesn't know you, would you help them to confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that, Father, you've raised them from the dead and you said they would be saved. That Ephesians 2 lets us know it's by grace through faith and not of ourselves. It's a gift from you. Help them to receive that gift today. Now, Lord, would you forgive me my sins and cleanse me of all unrighteousness? You know where I am. And so I thank you again for your Spirit. So Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Would you teach us and guide us and lead us into all truth? Would you make this word so plain, so easily understood, that even a small child can be transformed to be like you? Lord, we just give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, we've been doing that scripture, topical scripture, to focus in on Genesis 1:1. just the crux of the introduction of the spirit is, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And then that verse 2, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of waters. And that's the transformation process. And wherever you are in your life right now, I'm telling you, if you could just focus in on God's presence, man, even though you may be struggling, He's the one that's going to give you the power and authority to make it through. And so that's what it is, the power of the Spirit. As we get into our lesson for today, on last time that we were dealing with the Spirit, we were in Romans 8:23, and that's been a power-packed chapter of just walking in and learning about the Spirit. And I pray that you have been enlightened and receive some revelation in concerning your life with the walk of the Spirit. Romans 8:23, not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. And the title was Fight to the Finish. Just some points in review to help us to transition to today's lesson. It's all worth it. There is so much more. Creation is waiting on us. The struggle. Don't give up now. Time frame is 57 AD. We brought out a few Sundays ago that just in this chapter alone, the Spirit is mentioned, this transformative power, 19 plus times. And Paul the Apostle, as he's led of the Spirit, really brings these things out to let us know that walking in the Spirit and the Spirit in us is not just a Sunday experience. This is a 24-hour, 365-day walk with the Lord. And God wants to be intimate with us on a daily basis. Let's jump into this 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Wow, you feel the heaviness of that scripture. Here's our first point. The Spirit groans. Yes, it's right there in that scripture. The Spirit groans. Concerning this, Farstead, a theologian, noted theologian, he brings out some points in helping us to understand these groanings. And I believe this quote is going to bless you, because some of you may be going through in your life now and you're finding this same thought pattern. He writes, "There is a mystery here. We are peering into the unseen spiritual realm, where a great person and great forces are at work on our behalf." I want you to know there is a struggle. There is a fight that's going on, just our existence. And some of you have felt that in the last few days. There's been some serious times that maybe you just felt like giving up, throwing in the towel. But there was another part of you that just kept pressing on the inside of you. That's the fight that's going on. He goes on to say, "And although we cannot understand it all, we can take infinite encouragement from the fact that a groan may be sometimes be the most spiritual prayer." I want to read that last part again. "We can take infinite encouragement from the fact that a groan may sometimes be the most spiritual prayer." There's been some songs that said, you know, if I just groaning, that whole process was in there. And sometimes we don't know. We don't know what we need of. But I am so glad to know that the Spirit, prayer and the Spirit, it works in us. And there's a change that's taking place. And as we think about all of this, looking at that 8:26, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." And so all of this, as we look at that, I want to break it down again, helps in our weaknesses. Any weak people out there, any people that are going through struggles within their lives, that's what the Spirit, it helps in our weaknesses. "We do not know what we should pray for as we ought." We've said that so often. We don't. I've got some prayers out there, and I don't know exactly how to put them up to the Lord, but I know He knows my heart, and God knows the best in all these situations. And says, "But the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with those groanings."
things. So that whole title, but pulling it together, we can understand prayer and the Spirit, that they're hand in hand, they're walking together because the Spirit is working on our behalf. Let me show you something in Romans 8:27. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Here's another point. The Spirit intercedes for the saint. The Spirit intercedes for the saint. That's good. That should encourage you. As we think about this closely in Romans 8:27, I want to pick up that second point. He makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, all of us have experienced this within our lives. Sometimes we lift up prayers, and if we were honest and we really examined it, we don't know. As said, we don't know what to pray for, how to even put the words together in a proper way. We can't see what God is up to in so many cases, but it's so good to know that the Spirit of God is in us, in the believer, and he's making intercession for the saints. And this is the kicker: according to the will of God. There ought to be some people that are on the chat just say, amen, thank God for interceding for me. Because so often we pray for dumb things. We pray for selfish things. We pray for things that were not in the will of God. But the Spirit that's on the inside is constantly fighting with our flesh and trying to get us to that point that we can be transformed more to God's will, more to God's purpose. And that's what it's all about. God is left us here so that we can be solidified in him. Let me show you Luke 22:41. Jesus himself, he was without sin. He didn't have any issues, but he went through the same struggles that we went through, just without sins. But we find out why the Spirit's power is so important in this 41st verse. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Prayer in the Spirit. Here is a wonderful example as Jesus himself is in prayer. And we know this cup encompassed our sins and our issues. And he was without sins. And he says, Father, is there any other way? I've never been disconnected from you. I've never had to take on sins. But he comes to that conclusion as he has the fullness of the Spirit. Father, not my will, but let thy will be done. And that's what prayer in the Spirit does for us. It gets us, even though we may not want to the exact place that God needs us to be. Charles Swindoll, he gives a quote on this. He says, your call will become clear as your mind is transformed by the reading of the Scripture and the eternal work of God's Spirit. The Lord never hides his will from us. In time, as you obey the call first to follow, your destiny will unfold before you. The difficulty will lie in keeping other concerns from diverting your attention. Prayer and the Spirit. Now, this is key. As the Spirit is praying for us and interceding for us, there are so many distractions. There ought to be some amens out there. You ever been distracted? You want to do God's will, but maybe you go through some days, you go through some weeks, and it seems like there's so many distractions. You know you need to be in prayer. You know you need to be in more scriptures, but there's distractions of the world and things that are popping up, things you didn't plan for, or even social media or phones, all these other things. Notifications are coming up, but the Spirit is saying, I'm still praying for you. I'm praying for your mind to be stayed on me. I'm praying for your mind to be transformed, to be more like God. This Romans 8:28, as we are going through the struggle, this should encourage us so much. Prayer in the Spirit. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. In the chat, just put good. G-O-O-D. G-O-O-D. All things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Here's another point. The Spirit ensures victory. The Spirit ensures victory. To be honest with you, please understand, without God's Spirit, we're going to fail. We're going to fail over and over again. And I thank God for salvation, because even though we struggle, even though we fall down, even though we go through, because we've got the Spirit in us, there ought to be some shouts, hallelujah, we have the victory. No matter where you are, can I speak into your life? No matter what you're going through, if you are a believer, because you have the Spirit on the inside of you, He's going to give you the victory. And we're going to break that down. You say, Pastor, how can I know? Matthew 22:14, the called. How do I know I'm the called? Jesus put this, He says, for many are called, but few are chosen. But for the called who love God, we know all things. Hallelujah. All things will work out for the good. But to be honest, sometimes it may not feel that way. Yes, yes, we've got suffering and heartbreak and tragedies come in, disappointments and frustrations, bereavement comes in, and we can feel like, God, are you still there? You said all things would work to the good. But I'm so glad by prayer and the Spirit, God working in us, He knows those things are in our lives. He knows the things that are going to come to us, and He can use those things to strengthen. There ought to be some testimonies out there and say, you know what, when I was going through, I thought I was going to lose my mind. When I was going through, I couldn't take another step. But now that I'm on the other side, I realize that somebody said, what doesn't kill me made me stronger. And God took me through that. And now I can identify with other folks that are going through, and I can encourage. And I'm talking about prayer and the Spirit. Think back to all the stuff that God has brought you through. Yeah, think back to all those times where you seemingly you weren't hearing Him as well as you thought, but look at you now, and God has never left you nor forsaken you. And that's the Spirit's work on the inside of you, prayer and the Spirit. Look at Romans 8:29-30, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Moreover, whom He predestined, these He also called. Whom He called, these He also justified. And whom He justified, these He also glorified. Prayer and the Spirit. Here's another point. On a journey with the Spirit. On a journey with the Spirit. Now, this is important as we think about this scripture and we think about our lives. Do you know, ever since you got saved, you're on a journey? And I'm going to take it even past your salvation, because within this scripture, we find out that God knew us in eternity past. Yes, even when we were in the womb, God knew us. Before we got to the womb, God knew us, and He had a plan. And in the past, He already had enacted His purpose in our lives. That's deep, ain't it? Hallelujah. God knew where we would be at. God knew what we would be dealing with, and God had a plan already working on the inside of us. Now, I wanted to kind of bring out an example, and if you haven't looked at this show, I'm going to have to just kind of describe. My family and myself, we used to look at a show called The Flash. And we looked at it season after season until it just got too confusing for us. But The Flash, he's a quick runner. And he can actually run back into the past, and he can run into the future. But the problem is, when he would go into these things, the Speed Force, he would find himself changing things. He would go back and he would try to go through, and there would be these ghostly figures that when he was running through time would try to actually encapsulate him. And actually, one time he was caught, and he had to break out of that, and all of these things. But the issue with that, he could never get it right. He could never, no matter how many times he went back, or no matter how many times he went forward, there always were some issues that would occur out there. But I want you to know that God is greater than Flash. Hallelujah. God knows everything. He knows the future. He knows the end. He is control of all the universe. It does not matter where you find yourself in. God knew you would be there. It does not matter what pain you're going through. God can still comfort you. It does not matter the situations that have come up. You didn't know that they were going to come, but God was He was not surprised by where you are. From the beginning of time, God already had a plan. I'm talking about prayer and the Spirit. That should give you some comfort today to know that God has already prepared you for what you're going through now. Can I say that again? God has already prepared you for what you're going through now. You may feel so unworthy. You may feel so faint and so weak, but I want you to know you've already been prepared for where you are. And since you've already been prepared for where you are right now, I encourage you to go ahead and give God some glory. Go ahead and shout. You just let the enemy know what he meant for your harm. God has already changed for your good simply because you know about prayer and the Spirit. The Spirit reveals the weightiness of this even more in the scripture, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Listen to this. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now this is heavy, talking about prayer and the Spirit. As we're going through and the Spirit is praying for us and he's groaning, he's interceding, something is happening. We can lift up a mirror before us, and as we peer into that mirror, in a sense, God has said, I'm going to change you. Just as we look at a reflection in the mirror of ourselves, God says, as you're looking at yourself, because the Spirit is praying for you, there's a change taking place. Hallelujah. There's some of you need to say, thank you, Lord, because as you're going through your life, even now, if you just take a perusal and you begin to think about what God has done in you, you can see that you're not the person that you used to be. You're actually better now. You're stronger now, simply because there's a transformation process that's taking place and the Spirit is actually doing his job, talking about prayer and the Spirit. Then we're brought into this climactical thought in 1 John 3:1. I love this. Listen to this. Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called, here it is, the children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know him. Prayer and the Spirit. The Spirit is doing his work on the inside of us, that we literally, and I've taught on this and preached on this, we are called the children of God. 1 John 3:2, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. Are you with me? But we know that when he is revealed, we shall be like him. Put it in the chat. Like him. That's the whole process. For we shall see him as he is. This journey, as we're journeying with the Spirit, the Spirit's job is to get us to look more like Jesus, to look more like Christ. I know we go through some struggles. I know we go through some issues. And I know that we go through some valleys of life. But please understand, all of that is working for the good of God on the inside of us, to make us look more like the Son. But as we travel on this journey, we learn something. And this is shouting part. Philippians 3:20, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we are also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we know as the Spirit is working more. We start realizing this place is not our home. Our citizenship is actually in heaven. And no matter where we go, no matter what we experience in this life, we're like, there's a yearning on the inside because the Spirit is interceding for us. We're talking about the prayer and the Spirit. We go, man, this place is not my home. My citizenship, my home is in another place. Philippians 3:21, who will transform our lowly bodies that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself. Man, there's a change that's happening on the inside of us, all because of the work of the Spirit. And this is taking place even right now as you're listening. God's word is getting on the inside of you, and the Spirit is working. He's tuning up things on the inside of you that you can be transformed again to the likeness of God. Let's look at this final verse of this day. Romans 8:31. Wow, this is heavy. Listen to this. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? Here's the final point, and it really sums up this whole thought pattern on the prayer and the Spirit. God is for us. Yeah, you can even put that in the chat. God is for us. As you're sitting in your living room, just repeat that. God is for us. Maybe you're traveling in your car. God is for us. God is for us. Doesn't that do something for you? Because you may be at a point, a stress point within your life, and you're feeling lonely. Maybe your friends have walked away from you. Maybe family is not connecting. They don't understand you. Maybe you're up against something in your job. Maybe you're just losing control of yourself. I want you to know God is for you. No matter where you are, God has not left you. And you've got to say that God is for us. Look closely at Romans 8:31, that second part. If God is for us, who can be against us? Now, the Spirit uses Paul the Apostle in a special way. As you look at the Greek construction here, it's better translated, since God is for us. Yes, since God is for us. It is no doubt in our minds as a believer, as we're getting closer and closer and understanding the work of the Spirit, that we know God is for us. I've been memorizing, going through Ephesians chapter 2 and just going over and over, and it keeps saying, but God in his great mercy, his great love that he has towards us, and it talks about what he's done. He's raised us up into heavenly places in Christ Jesus, and I think about all of these things and I realize even more, God is for us. John Calvin saw this section as his life verse. Listen to what he writes. If God is for us in the sense that he has marked us out for himself, then no one can be successful against us. Isn't that good? I want to read that again. If God is for us in the sense that he has marked us out for himself, then no one can be successful against us. That is good news. God is like, you know what? If God has marked me, if God has covered me, if God has encompassed me, if God has called me, then it does not matter what I'm going through. It does not matter the struggles. It does not matter the valley that I find myself in. It does not matter how I'm feeling right now, because I know if Jesus went through, I'm going to have to go through. But just to know that he walks with me and he talks with me through his Spirit, that's why Jesus and understanding what he's done is so important, that he actually went into his ministry at the age of 30, and though he was without sin, he experienced our griefs and issues and our struggles. And many times you would find Jesus as he went to Lazarus' tomb, remember, 4 days, and you wonder, he already knew what he could do and what the Father was telling him to do, but it says Jesus wept. We're talking about prayer and the Spirit. This whole process, there was some times that he would cry out for Jerusalem. We'd find Jesus, he would be in prayer with the Spirit all night long, and he would come out and he would choose disciples. He would be getting direction, and this whole transformation process would continue. But I'm so glad that we find him even more, as we talked earlier, in the Garden of Gethsemane, crying out to the Father and saying, Father, not my will, but let thy will be done. I'm talking about prayer and the Spirit. You know, when Judas Iscariot had came and betrayed him, there had to be prayer and the Spirit. When he was beaten all night long, he was still praying for us on the cross of Calvary, nails in his hands and nails in his feet. We see him. We hear those prayers going out to the Father. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And even as Jesus prays out to the Father, he cries out, it's finished. What did he mean? It was finished. That salvation process was wrapped up for us, that the Spirit could dwell on the inside of us. That's why he died on the cross. That's why we find out 3 days later, he comes out of the tomb, the grave, with all power and glory, so that we could understand the prayer and the Spirit on the inside of us, and that we can know, because he has victory. Oh, we have victory because he's given us his Spirit inside of us as believers. Saints, I want to speak into your life. I know some of you are going through right now, but know God is faithful. You can trust him. The enemy is going to be speaking into your mind. He's going to be telling you all kinds of things, trying to discourage you, trying to take your hope away, but you just let him know, I got prayer and the Spirit, and God is for us. Oh, he is with us. And if you can submit and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, he promises us to direct our paths. All things work to the good of those who love the Lord and are called according to his plan and purpose. That is good news today. For those who are listening and you're not saved and you're going through some stuff, I'm telling you, the first step you need to take is to get saved. You need to know this Jesus that I preach about and I talk about, that's revealed over and over in the scriptures. You need to know him. How do you do that? Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and the scriptures are clear. You will be saved. It's by grace through faith and not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Would you accept him today? Because I promise you, man, to be in Christ is beautiful. It's wonderful. It's awesome. Because even when we're down, as said before, God is always there with us. He'll never leave us. He's always there for us. And I want to encourage you in that. As the body of Christ, the Father is calling us to so much more. Man, to have this power and this understanding of the prayer and the Spirit, I'm telling you, that's a higher level of accountability. Oh, but it's so sweet to know that it's not really about us. It's all about him. As we pray together, I want you to think about some things that you're going through your life right now. And maybe there's some prayers that you're lifting up to the Lord. I want you just to give them all to him right now and say, God, not my will, but let thy will be done. Thank you, God, for prayer and the Spirit. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you so much for who you are. Lord, I love you and I magnify you. God, thank you for this word today. Lord, thank you for prayer and the Spirit. And I know as you're teaching us, Lord, it's going to be an individual learning, because all of us have different prayers. All of us have different things that are going on within our lives. But Lord, thank you that even as we're gazing into that mirror, we're looking more and more like you. I pray for those who are struggling right now that they will lean more strongly to your Spirit. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Thank you, God, for this wonderful plan that you've ordained for all of our lives. We give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Aren't you happy? Aren't you happy? Man, if you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, man, connect with a fellowship. Let them know that you need to learn more about the Spirit and in prayer. And for the saints today, I want to encourage you that in your lowest points, God is there with you. And maybe you're at a high point in your life. Man, reach out to somebody who's going through and let them know, you know what? The prayer and the Spirit is working in the believer. God is so faithful. As we go through our weeks together, I want you to please, please hold on to God. Don't let go, because he won't let go of you. After this song and you go forth in the Lord, I want you to really apply just God's presence. I want you to decide, I'm going to pray more than I ever prayed this week. I'm going to get in the scriptures more than I ever been, because I need to know more about prayer and the Spirit.
I've had trials and tribulations, unexpected situations, living here below. I have friends who turn their backs on me and leave me standing in the cold. I've been hurt in the church as I attempted to do God's work by people who call themselves saints. Many times I felt like giving up, but the Spirit says, Diana, you can't. You know the Lord, push you through a lot of things you can't understand, and for everything he allows, there's a reason. So in my life The devil gets no glory everywhere I go. I'll tell the story how God has a way of turning things around. Yeah. He meant it for my good. God meant it for my good. He brought me out without a doubt. I knew that he would. And now I know no defeat. I'm strong when I'm weak. My God, he gave me a song. Now I must sing on. The devil meant it for bad. But I am so glad God meant it for my good. Oh, he meant it for my good. God meant it for my good. He brought me out without a doubt. I knew that he would, and now I know no defeat. I'm strong when I'm weak. My God, he gave me a song. Now I must sing on. The devil meant it for bad, but I am so glad God meant it for my good. The gossip, put tears in my eyes. It worked out for my good. I passed the test of times, and like a tree by the water I stood. But through it all, God gets the glory. Everywhere I tell the story, how God worked out things just for me. The devil meant it for bad, but I am so glad. You know he meant it. That old devil meant it. But God didn't want it that way. Oh no, 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 no. God meant it for my good. Yes, he meant it for my good. Devil meant it for my good. Yes, God meant it for my good. I know no defeat. I'm strong when I'm weak. He meant it. Yes, he did. He meant it. Yes, he did. God meant it. Yes, he did. He meant it for my good. Yes, God meant it for my good. The devil meant it for bad, but I am so glad God meant it for my good.